T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover with John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Halfway home with you here on a Friday night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on the radio.com app. It is the John Chuckery Show. Coming to you live, going till 11 o'clock, 404-741-0929. That is the phone line. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond Text line to be a part of the show. Don't forget, catch us on social media stations at 929 The Game. I'm at JMCH316, at JMCH316, all your water cooler talking points, 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He is back in Midtown producing the show tonight. Jarvis is in the building at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. This is our nightly look at all things Atlanta Falcons. So we have another signing for the Falcons, and this time comes from a unlikely source, as the Falcons have signed linebacker Edmund Robinson, who did play for the Minnesota Vikings, played for the Jets, he played for the Cardinals, but most recently, though, he has been playing for the Houston Roughnecks of the XFL. And, you know, good for the XFL. We've seen a few guys that have gotten a chance to get a NFL shot coming out of the XFL. I think that is good news that the play was of quality enough that the NFL looked at some guys and said, okay, let's give some of these guys another chance or a first chance or whatever it may be. So he will join a linebacker core that, as of right now, here's what the Falcons are looking at as far as linebacker goes, okay? Obviously, Deion Jones playing in the middle. Foye Olakun as your other starter. And right now you've got Leroy Reynolds, who truthfully is more of a special teams ace than he is any sort of linebacker help. And now Edmund Robinson. Now, I didn't know that they did such things on Pro Football Focus, but I guess if they don't have anything else really to talk about, if you can believe this or not, Jarvis, they actually did put out grades of XFL players. And I guess Robinson graded out as the fifth highest edge player in the XFL. He had two sacks and three quarterback hits in five games that he played. If that means anything. I don't know what Pro Football Focus stats on XFL players really mean. I don't know how to grade or judge all of that. I can't imagine that they signed this guy to be a starter, but certainly probably a guy who can be part of the rotation of guys at linebacker. So Falcons grab themselves another player, and they get an XFL linebacker who at least did some good things while he was in the NFL. We'll see what he can do, as he's was drafted back in 2015 in the seventh round, and he's actually played for three teams. He did play in 22 NFL games. Most of that has been on special teams. So at least in the XFL, he's got a little bit more of a chance to play regular outside linebacker in that league. And we'll see. You know, I mean, we'll talk about linebacker here in just a few minutes. But another guy that's helping to fill out a roster spot for the Atlanta Falcons. So the other day on TMZ, Terrell Davis, of course, Georgia running back and former NFL, what is he? He's in the NFL Hall of Fame, right? Did he get in the Hall of Fame, Jarvis? I think Terrell Davis did make it, didn't he, right? Yeah, so NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Davis, who I think he does stuff for NFL Network too, is that right? All right, so he had some comments on a TMZ post and talking about the Falcons and their signing of Todd Gurley.
Beginning of 2019, that I thought that that was the beginning of Todd Gurley, of sort of the slow decline of seeing Todd, because of the information I had about his knee. They said he had an arthritic knee. And I said, I've had that. I understand what it feels like. And they said, well, what happens with that? Well, what happens is you feel like your knee, like you have just enough swelling in your knee, just enough to where it doesn't stop you from running, but you don't have the full flexibility or mobility, and you don't have, you just feel like it's just a second slower. When you think about making a cut, it's like the signal from your brain to your knee is like, it just comes just a fraction of a second too slow, where your knee doesn't respond to it.
Now, it's interesting to hear him say all of that, so I'll relate it to a personal experience. So, you know, my right knee gives me problems all the time. I have no idea what the reasons are. I've never had a chance to go get an MRI and have it take a look at. But, you know, for a long time now, probably for more than a decade now, that my knee has given me lots of issues. And, yeah, it probably goes back to the old days of the steroid-infused 565-pound squats and stuff like that we used to do and all that kind of crazy stuff. But whatever it is, you know, even today, you know, I don't always trust my knee. So even going up and down steps, there are times when you feel like, or I should say I feel like that my right knee is about to kind of buckle on me, or it's about to give out on me or something. You know, it's a weird sensation. I don't know really how else to describe it to other than that. But you know, I'll especially like feel it sometimes if I'm going up and down steps. I can't like run up and down steps and things like that because I don't feel like I have as much confidence in my knee. I think that's going to be the interesting aspect, you know, of this is how much confidence does a guy like Todd Gurley have on that knee? And how do the Falcons try to manage his workload and what's an appropriate amount? We talked about the fact that Todd Gurley is coming off his lowest amount of carries per season, where that number dipped below 15. And certainly if we think that this is going to be an effective running game, look, Todd Gurley's not brought here, I don't believe, to only be a guy that carries the football 8 or 10 times, right? I don't think you signed Todd Gurley to a one-year, $6 million deal thinking that he's only going to be carrying the football 8, 10 times or whatever in this offense. I don't know how any running back legitimately can get any sort of rhythm, or truthfully, I don't know how you really can establish that guy as part of a effective running game. Because ideally, you know, other than some substitutions and things like that, you know, he has certainly the ability to be a three-down running back. He can catch the football out of the backfield, as we know, and obviously he can be an effective weapon, you know, and he has been in the past on first and second down. But I think it is an interesting take from a guy who, let's face it, dealt with a lot of injuries, didn't have the longest career in the NFL, had his injury issues at Georgia. Really, if you remember about Terrell Davis's college career, it's really all defined by the injuries that he had. Played for Jim Donnan at Georgia, and that really was kind of the calling card, was the fact that he never really got, he never really got things going at Georgia because of the injuries. And, of course, as we know, you know, he didn't get a chance to have that long, sustained career in the NFL. So he does know a little bit about, you know, having to deal with chronic injury and things like that, but I'm curious about the trust aspect and things like that. I don't know what you do as far as trying to rehab an arthritic knee. And by the way, that comes directly from the trainer of Todd Gurley who said those kinds of things. That's not kind of a made-up thing or whatever like that. You know, the trainer for Todd Gurley said that he has an arthritic knee. So, you know, how his carries get monitored, I'm guessing he'll have no preseason. I would imagine that he'll be in bubble wrap like Julio Jones is as well to try to preserve him. But I wonder how close to, you know, 15 carries a game that he gets to. You know, can he be effective as only a, let's say, 12 to 15 carry running back? Or does he need to have at least that 15 carries a game to get things going? I don't know. I mean, that's going to be the questions that Todd Gurley is going to have as he tries to kind of reinvent himself here in Atlanta. So we were just talking about the Falcons signing a linebacker in this Edmund Robinson. And now, again, you look at the depth chart of linebacker, Deion Jones, Foye Olukun, Leroy Reynolds is a special teamer, and now Edward Robinson, who really by and large has been a special teams player, at least in his NFL career. Set aside the XFL, but for the NFL portion of it, he's really just been a special teams guy. So as we start to get toward the draft and start thinking about where the Falcons have to draft, you know, I'm still of the opinion that, and I don't agree with this pick, okay, because I think the Falcons should be bold and move up and go get a, go get an Isaiah Simmons or Derek Brown. Now, if you get Isaiah Simmons, you know, does he project out more to be a linebacker in the NFL? Or a lot of people think that his best position in the NFL is going to be safety, that he's going to be one of those Thomas Davis types of players, that he kind of plays that linebacker safety sort of role. But I don't know. I mean, you'd play him on the outside if he does that. Now, at Clemson, he did everything. He played on the edge. He played outside linebacker. He played safety. He did a lot of different things at Clemson. But let's say if they don't go get one of those top guys, and they stay at 16, and they grab either, I think they grab corner, might be C.J. Henderson out of Florida, but let's say that they do grab corner with their first-round draft pick. Does linebacker become the next spot that they have to draft from there? If we figure that offensive line is going to be solved internally, okay? Maybe defensive tackle gets looked at a little bit later in the draft, but you say at the same time, look, they brought back Tyler Davison. Deidre Sanat's really been kind of MIA. Does he have any future here? I don't think they spend mid-round capital on a running back with Todd Gurley in the mix. They already have a logjam at running back. I don't know that there's a need to grab a wide receiver at any sort of early pick. They've got four guys now with Treadwell, and then Gage can move to the four spot on wide receiver. I don't know about safety. Maybe that's another spot that gets looked at sooner rather than later, depending on whether or not they think that Keanu O'Neill is going to be a guy that they want to sign and bring back here. But truthfully, again, I will tell you, I think part of that depends on whether or not Dan Quinn is the head coach of this team moving forward. If he's not the head coach of this team moving forward, I do believe that they will not re-sign Keanu O'Neill. And they're, for lack of a better term, stuck with Keanu O'Neill this year, but because of his injury, his contract is fully guaranteed. So even if they cut him, they still had to pay him. So whenever he does come back, he's gonna get paid either way. So it doesn't make sense to move on from Keanu O'Neill. Try to get what you can out of him, even if it's for just this one last year. And of course, Ricardo Allen as well. And they can play KZ at some of that safety spot as well. They like what he can do there. But doesn't linebacker kind of become that next most important need, that you would figure that if they go corner one, linebacker maybe makes the most sense as their second-round pick? Unless you're telling me that they go get an Isaiah Simmons and he's the guy that could be one of their outside linebackers? I don't know. But linebackers become in a situation where when you look at the depth chart, they certainly don't have three starters that can play linebacker on this team. All right, coming up next, it will be time for That's Life. Wasn't a great day on the stock market. And what are you doing on weekends now? It's a Friday night, but you really can't go anywhere and do anything right now. We'll talk about all of that next. It is the John Chuckman Show, coming to you live here on a Friday night, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and on the Radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the John Chuckman Show. Hanging out with you on a Friday night. 9:22. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That's the phone line. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Don't forget to download the Radio.com app so that you can always catch us live and on the go. If you've missed anything on the show, like our Jim Ross interview, we're going to replay that coming up at the 9:40. And if you have the Radio.com app, you can listen back to it in real time, anything on the station over the past 24 hours out there. All right, so a few things to get into tonight. Of course, Jarvis and I going through this roller coaster ride of what's going on with the stock market. So wasn't a great day today in the market. Yeah, a little bit rough today on some of the stocks. Didn't finish terrible when all was said and done. Still up for the week or at least up. You know, I've really kind of been investing strong for about the last two and a half weeks. Still up like 17%. So you take that. I mean, I'll take that over a couple of weeks time out there. And again, it's, you know, having to think about the long term and things like that, and what some of these things are going to do. But yeah, today was not a, you know, going into the trading day, futures were way down. And, you know, there were some times, Jarvis, that I can tell you, I looked at where some of those stock I had were trading, and I was like, ugh, yeah, that was, you know, Boeing took a big hit for a while there, then kind of rallied and rebounded a little bit up there. But still, you know, listen, doing well. I mean, 16%, you know, you take that. You know, you take that over just a couple of weeks' time and stuff like that. Still, you know, I had a chance to make a few hundred bucks off the investment for all of it. But, hey, man, that's the ebbs and flows, right, man, of the stock market. If you're going to play, you know, you got to be willing to take some of the highs and the lows. And we're in such a unique time right now in the country that there's still a lot of good deals to be had out there. So I still tell, you know, guys are asking me, man, invest, man. I mean, it's still America. We're not going anywhere. I mean, the market always bounces back. You look at, I think the stat, Jarvis, I think I'm right on this. You may know better than I, but I think if you take any 7-year period in the history of the stock market, that would include the Great Depression or anything, that the market has always gone up over that period of time. There's no 7-year period of time that you can pick that the market has ever gone down. So while it may not go up as fast as what we like or bounce back as quickly as what we like, there's a lot of good deals to be had, and a lot of folks can still invest and put some of their, and I'm not telling you to invest everything in the market, you know, be diversified, but there are some really good deals to be had out there. But today was not the best day out of all of it, as a lot of things were going on. So it is a Friday night, and, you know, normally folks are getting ready for the weekend, you know, maybe going out tonight. You know, it's funny, when we do the Friday night shows, and I would do the Walk of Shame, back over by Crescent Avenue and things like that. What is that, Opera nightclub that is right there on Crescent across from South City Kitchen and all that. You know, you'd walk back over that direction and the music would be, you know, going along and there'd be a line of people outside and things like that. But obviously in the times that we live in, all of that shut down. I talked about my buddy Christian who works up at Maid in downtown Alpharetta. He was texting me today. He's like, yeah, it's day 11 without work. And it's like, what do you do, you know? And what do you do on weekends? There's obviously not sports to invest in. You know, there's only so many places you can go. And I think some of the, like, state parks and stuff like that might be closed. I mean, there's some things, I guess, that are probably open. But I'm guessing that there are some of the state parks and stuff like that that are closed out there. Obviously, the schools and everything are closed and stuff. But I guess, what are folks doing right now on the weekend? I mean, are you binge-watching TV like Netflix and Disney and all those kinds of things? Are you reading? I mean, I'm curious as to what folks are doing on the weekend now. You know, my ex-wife and daughter, they went and were going to the store, and they were grabbing, like, board games and stuff like that, you know, kind of anticipating the idea of at some point we're going to get, you know, locked down in a quarantine. It'll be more mandatory than it will be voluntary. But at some point that will probably happen, and school, we know, is already out for a while. But how do you entertain yourself? You know, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, me personally, with working a full-time day job and doing the radio show at night, man, sleep. I guess that's one benefit about the fact that we're not doing Saturday shows right now, is that you take a couple of days to get caught up on your sleep. I know I do. I'm not in a hurry to get up early on a Saturday or Sunday morning. I probably should. I need to get back into getting some cardio and get some exercise and stuff like that. But, you know, probably as the weather's turning now, you know, that's – now it's time to – what do you think, Jarvis? Start, you know, getting a little bit of work on the tan and stuff like that on the weekends and things like that. You know, as the sun hopefully is going to come out and stay out now, as we are officially, you know, into spring and about to get into April, Wednesday of next week, we will be into April. Hard to believe that come Wednesday of next week will be a quarter of the way through this year, you know, already. But it does kind of make weekends, you know, I guess family time. I mean, it's not like you can go out to dinner. I guess maybe, you know, I saw Bo and Mike Connie and Carl and all them. They were doing, like, grilling out and cooking out and having, like, a little competition and stuff like that. you know, on there. I guess this is one of those times that if you have your own pool in the backyard, I guess maybe it's about time to think about opening up the pool and having all that. But heck, you can't even have like a get together with people, right? They tell you not to have 10 people. You know, not even supposed to have as many as 10 people together in a group. So, normally about this time of the year, we're getting ready to look forward to Randy McMichael. We'll have his youngest son's birthday, Samson's birthday party, which is kind of, you know, that's kind of like the kickoff to spring. A chance for a lot of us to all get together. A lot of the personalities on the radio station, you know, a lot of us know his family and things like that. You know, but now, you know, those are things that are not going to happen. So these kind of get-togethers and barbecues and things like that, as the weather is getting nicer out there, just really not going to happen. You know, so I don't know. I mean, are people hunkered down? I'm not a Netflix guy. The only streaming service that I have at all is WWE Network. At least next weekend is WrestleMania, so there's some of that to look forward to. I don't know what that's going to look like, especially now that Roman Reigns is not going to be taking on Goldberg at WrestleMania. He's pulled out of all of that. I don't know what that storyline is going to happen with now. I mean, you're pretty much going to have probably Goldberg staying the champion for a little while, even though he can't really wrestle any sort of regular schedule or anything like that. So, but, you know, I guess families are having to be creative, hanging around with one another, maybe doing some projects around the house that you'd planned on doing, or maybe didn't plan on doing, and trying to get to all that done. But I don't know. I'll spend as much time with my daughter as I can. It was nice to get away. Even if you can't go to like restaurants and things like that, you know, I can tell you, like I said, we did the Civil War battlefield the other day up in Murfreesboro. You know, maybe people find some things like that. Head down to the river and stuff like that. I don't know. If I would assume that you can go rafting or rent a boats and stuff like that. I'm imagining that kind of stuff hasn't. Maybe it has. I don't know. I don't know if those kinds of things. You can go down the Chattahoochee River and rent like the paddle boats and stuff like that, or the rowboats. I don't know if you can still do that or not. But I guess get out and do some outdoor activities and enjoy the sunlight out there. You know, as we move into beautiful springtime weather in Atlanta. So unique times. I know we're all fighting it. We're all trying to figure it out. It does feel weird to be doing radio shows at home. I guess the good thing is that, I can eat whenever I want and don't have to worry about ticking off anybody if I want to have a snack break in between commercials, whatever like that, with not being in studio and things like that. But we'll continue to keep you, as informed and entertained as we can. I'm very much looking forward to the NFL draft. That will at least, that few days of NFL free agency and all the storylines that were going around the Falcons, I mean, they were such a blessing. I mean, just, so many things to talk about, and at least, the NFL does such a great job of keeping us, going in the sports landscape of things that can happen. You know, sometimes timing is everything in life, and the NFL, can do those kinds of things. So, but hit me up at 404-741-0929 on the Solomon Bros Diamond text line. Also, too, follow me on Twitter at JMCH316. I'm curious, what are folks doing on the weekends now? What are kind of your weekend plans? How do you do things a little bit differently with all the family kind of, in a lockdown mode and a lot of quarantining going on and things like that, and can't go to restaurants or bars or anything like that? I imagine for the single folks out there, Jarvis, like, it can't be a good time to be trying to meet new people and get out of springtime. And I did have to laugh. Somebody tweeted us earlier today about with a meme out there about a guy looking through a telescope, trying to figure out a cure to make sure that they save sundress season, which is one of the great things about Atlanta in the springtime, without question, is sundress season. You heard even Jim Ross, who we'll hear from next, talking about how great and how beautiful the women are here in Atlanta. Everybody knows it, man. You get in springtime and sundress season, it's that time, and we just may not be able to get out and enjoy it as much. All right, when we get back, it will be time to we'll hear from Jim Ross. We had a chance to catch up with the voice of wrestling, probably the most prominent wrestling voice in the history of the profession, as his new book is coming out next Tuesday, Under the Black Hat. We will let you hear that interview in its entirety. It is the John Chuckery Show. We're hanging out with you here on a Friday night, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.